says that the Chachamim, Beis Din Shel Chashmonai, made a Gzeira de Rabbanan that Habo'al Anochis gets four times Malkus. Malkus Margis. It's four times Malkus Margis. The different kinds of, we spoke about different kinds of Malkus Margis. The Prima Godin raises the question in the Ginus Berodin, what's the story with Malkus Margis? Is it a Pchina Bezmen Makam Yonshin Shlemen Adin? Ad hoc Benzin, they decide they want to give a person Malkus Margis. Like the Gemara had on Ben Gov and Menalef, they quoted the Brisa from, and they give us Taina Shamait, Shabez Makmi Anshin Shleiman Adir. The Gemara gives a case that a person did a Maisa Pritzis and he gave a Zer de Rabbanon, that Habo'al Anochis gets four times Malkus. Malkus Margis. It's four times Malkus Margis. The different kinds of, we spoke about different kinds of Malkus Margis. The Prima Godin raises the question in the Ginus Berodin, what's the story with Malkus Margis? Is it a Pchina Bezmen Makam Yonshin Shleiman Adin? Ad hoc Benzin, they decide they want to give a person Malkus Margis. Like the Gemara had on Ben Gov and Menalef, they quoted the Brisa from, and they give us Taina Shamait, Shabez Makam Yonshin Shleiman Adin. The Gemara gives a case that a person did a Maisa Pritzis and he gave him Malkus. But that's what all Malkus Margis is all about. Or should we assume, no, that there are rules and regulations, just like there are rules for Malkus Deraisa. Who gets Malkus Deraisa? Whoever violates an Aver, which is similar to Rosafsum Shobidisha, because the Pasuk of Malkus, or Hayon Din Hakos Arosha, is right next to the Pasuk of Rosafsum Shobidisha and Chumish Dvorim. We darshan smuchim, so we assume that there's a connection. So that's the klal. Whoever violates an aver that's similar to lasafsum shavadisha gets malchus. So should we assume perhaps that whoever violates a certain type of an aver the rabbanon gets malchus margis the rabbanon? Are there rules and regulations, or it's just free for all? So the Prima Godin points out there's a steer in the Rambam. In Hilchas Eidus, the Rambam writes one way. In Hilchas Sanhedrin, he writes the other. Hilchas Eidus, the Rambam writes that who is Pasul Eidus, a Rosh of the Chumas, one who does an Aveira Machmas Chimud Mamet, because he's compromising his principles for Chemdas Mamet, so we're afraid, just like he eats non-kosher food because he's saving money, so he may give Eidus Sheker also to make a few dollars. If they'll bribe him, he'll testify falsely. Or whoever does an Aveira Machmas Chimud Mamet. So we're choshed that he's choshed l'shaken. And then there's a machlekes habayi v'rov, we learned earlier in Sanhedrin, daf chav zayin, what about a muma lahachas? What if the person, not that he compromises his principles, not that he's compromising his principles, machmas chiman mamen, he doesn't keep kosher, reform Jew, conservative Jew, there's not from his principles. Zera ne'alacha, he never compromises any principle, but kosher, so it's not from his principles. So that's a machlekes habayi v'rov. That's the machlokes Abai v'Rav, and that's one of the six cases where we pass like Rav, like Abai, the mem of Yalkagam is Muma Lahachas. So we pass him that a Muma Lahachas is also postulated. The Rishonim ask a kasha, let Muma Lahachas be an Apikur is being a Kaki, Ananda Kasha, the Rajboy is that Kasha, the Torah advice. But in the Gemara doesn't discuss that. So the Rambam writes, so we pass him like Abai that there are two types of Rishonim who are postulated. One is the one is the Rosh of the Chumas, one who violates an Avera, Machmas Chimud Mamon, so he's Choshed L'Shaker, he may take bribery. And the other one is the Mumel Hachis, one who violates an Avera. So any Avera in the world makes it possible. So the Rambam quotes over from the Rif, only an Avera Sheyesh Bamisa or Malkus. Tamah, the person talks Loshen Har, it's an Avera Chamura, but there's no Misa, there's no Malkus, that doesn't pass the latest. Only if he does an Avera like Chilul Shabbos, or he eats treifas, or there's malchus on that, he does malach on yontem, there's malchus on nisa, something like that. How do you know? So the Rambam says, because there's one pasuk, Ashuhu Rosh Olomus. So it says the word Rosh in connection with Mises Bez. The other pasuk says, V'hoyo an bin hafos ha-rosha, v'hipi la-shof, v'kol l'fonika, v'hi rishos v'mispa. If he's a Rosha, we give him malchus. So you see that one is a Rosha gets malchus, or one is a Rosha gets nisa. So we say the same word Rosha gives you the definition of who's a Rosh, who's Pasolaitis. A Rosh. Altosh Jotchem Rosh, Lios Eid Chomas. Eid Chomas is a Rosh of the Chomas. He does an Aveir Machmas Chim and Bamet. And Altosh Jotchem Rosh, who's a Rosh? Anyone who does any Aveir? No, only an Aveir, Sheyesh Bamalkus, or Sheyesh Bamisa. So the Rambam writes like this: if he does an aveira sheyesh bo malchus deraisa, he's posulatus min hatorah. If he does an aveira sheyesh bo makas mardis, he's posulatus min derabanan. So if makas mardis is all ad hoc, decides to give makas mardis, so it's not that the nature of the aveira is such that it deserves makas mardis min derabanan. It's not. There is no such thing as an aveira sheyesh bo makas mardis. The Bezin decides whenever they'll so choose to give Makas Mardis Vahira Shah to Migdam Milsa. So from that Ramam you see beferish that Makas Mardis goes with rules and regulations. Just a phrase if you have the Ramam gives a mashal. If you cook Basa B'cholov, if you eat the chicken cooked with milk, that's Basa B'cholov Rabban. So that's Makas Mardis. So whoever eats meat cooked with milk is a Malkas Deraisa, so he's postulatus Minatur. And if you eat chicken cooked with milk, as Makas Mardis Rabbanu, so he's postulatus Minatur. So you see from that Ramam that it goes with rules and regulations. There are klolim who's chai Makas Mardis, whoever violates an aver that's similar to an aver Deraisa of Lasasim Shabbadisha. Then the other Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin quotes this Gemara Mem Bavam and Aleph. This Braisa from Megillas Tainis that says Shamaiti, Rab Lezer Meyankiv says, I have a tradition, Shebezen Achmiyanch and Shloimen Adin, etc. This is in Gimel. This is a Perek Chov Dalet in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Aloha Dalet. And then the Rambam says, and they can give Makas Mardis whenever they so choose. So from that Rambam says that Makas Mardis is all the Hirosho of the Migna Milsa. The Teres is in Ishkinstir. There are two kinds of Makas Mardis. Once in a while, Makas Mardis, there are rules and regulations, there's a system. Who gets Makas Mardis? And Noisa Falkah, in addition to that, the Bezin also has the right to administer Makas Mardis whenever they feel that it's necessary. Two kinds of Makas Mardis. So here in this Gemara, the Gemara says that one is on Pei Beis Amaral, Bezin Shochash Manoi Gozru. These are early Xeris de Rabbonim. Bezin Shochash Manoi Gozru, that Abu Al Anachris gets four times Malkas. So one version of the Gemara is that four times Malkas only if he's a Koyan. And one of the fourth Malkus is a Zayna. Zayna is Asur L'Koyin. If he's only a lady or Yisrael, he'll only get the three times Malkus. Neither Shivcha Goya, he won't get the fourth Malkus. And the other opinion in the Gemara is no. Even if you're not a Koyin, you got four times Malkus, only provided that the Nochris that you're Mizana with is married. If she's an Eishas Ish, so a real Eishas Ish, there's no Abol Eishas Ish. A Yisrael is Baala, a Yisraelis who's an Eishes Ish married to another Jew, is Loisinov. That's from Aseres Adibras. That's Chayiv Chenek, Chayiv Sreifov, it's a Baskoin, whatever, Skilo. If she's an Aram Rav, that's a Chayiv Misa. If a Nochri is Baal Eishes Ish, a Nochri is also Chayiv Misa. If the Nochri is Baal Eishes Ish, his soul is also Chayiv Misa. What if a Yisrael is Baal Eishes Ish? A Nochris is married to a Nochri and Yisrael is Mezana with Eishas Ish, so the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, Ish Ashiyinaf Eishas Ish, Ashiyinaf Eishas Reyehu, Prat Leishas Achirim. It says Eishas Reyehu. So the Gemara said earlier, Prat Leishas Achirim. That Yisrael HaBoal Eishas Ish, a Nochris is married with Ishas Bnei Noach, there's no Einish Misa. There should be an Isa Deraisa though, that's what Tosis points out in Kiddushin. There should be an Issa Deraisa because the Pasuk says by Yefastoyar, it says that the Shavisa Shilya Risma Shilya Eishas Yefastoyar. So the Gemara Kiddushin says in the first parak, Eishas Afilo Eishas Ish. Even if the Yefastoyar is, you know that she's married, he's still permitted, a special heter, he's permitted to take the Eishas Ish. If you say there's no Eishas Libin Enoyah, so why do I need a Pasuk to say, not only is it permissible to take a Nachris, it's permissible to take a Nachris who's an Eishas Ish also. So you see that there is issues slipping in. So what does the Gemara say? There's no issues slipping in. So the answer is no. Yisrael has Boal Eishes Ish. And Nochris is not. The Pasuk is Memaita. There's no Einish Miso. Ish Ashinef Eishes Ish. Ashinef Eishes Reh. Mosi Mas Hanoev. Vahano Oves. That's in Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, I think. No? Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. And Achrei Mois you have the Lavim. And in Kedoshim you have the Onsh. So I think that's at the beginning of the Parshas Arayish and Kedoshim, the Einish. So the pasuk is memai, mosi mas hanoef. Hanoef is a punishment of einish misa. The einish misa doesn't apply if she's an eishes ish, a nochris married to a nochri. There's not going to be an einish misa, but an isa there should be. Isa there should be. That's it. Right, Tosfos in Kiddushin says on this gemara, why do you need a pasuk of eishes yefastar le rabbis eishes ish? You see that there is an essay. What's the Isser essay? The Davak Bishtav Labeshis Chavera. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, all the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, from the pasuk, a few psukim in Parshas Bereishis, and one of them is, Alkan Yazavish, Shalav Esivai, the Davak Bishtav Labeshis. So, the Davak Bishtav Labeshis Chavera, the Gemara learns that that's the Isser for Bual Eishis. The Tesa says that pasuk, the Dovah Bishta, even applies that a Yisrael is not permitted to be Mezaneh with an Eishes Ish Anochris is married to Anochris. So that's the Shiloh. So if you already know that there's an Issa Deraisa, Adkadeh Kach that you need a Aribi from a pasuk to tell you that the soldier in the army is not only permitted to take a Yifas Toyer Anochris, he's permitted even to take an Eishes Ish. So you see that there is an Issa Deraisa that I need a special heter. What do you need over here that the Chashmonoim should be Grozer? That she has the din of Eishes Ish? Of course she has the din of Eishes Ish. Bachan Issa Deraisa. So the answer is Issa Deraisa, Hain Issa Deraisa Mogma. There's no Oynish. And Issa Resay, there's no Misan, there's no Malkus. We want to see that people are going to listen. You tell people there's an Issa Loshon Hara. No, everybody talks Loshon Hara because there's no Oynish. If somebody would start giving Malkus every time talk Loshon Hara, there would be much less Loshon Hara going on. So that's what we discussed last week. The Rishonim say over here, they gave the Isser Goya. We said the Ran, and our Gemara holds that the Isser Habal Anachris is an Isser Deraisa, even if it's Bitzina. I but Kanoim Pogimbo is only before Hesh. He says no, that's Kanoim Pogimbo. That an Isser Deraisa encouraged me to be Kabbalah. The pasuk that we have over here. The pasuk says Yachris Hashem Lishahu. The chorus Medivri Kabbalah that's written in Treyasa replies even Abuala Nachris Bitzina. If it's an Issa chorus, so what do you need the Bezdim Shal Chashmonoi to be Goyzer? If it's an Issa Deraisa, so the Ran explained it doesn't help that this chorus. The person is going to violate Daver and he won't be worried about the chorus. We want to give Malkus. We want Bezdim Shal Mata should punish people so they'll stop doing Daver. If that's what they made, you get four times Malkus, three times Malkus, four times Malkus. So the same for the Eishes Ish. That's what the Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah here. On the right hand side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Tosfos Avodah Zarah, Lamed Vav and Medal, Lamed Vav and Medal. So that's what the Tosfos points out there in Avodah Zarah. That Gemara, in Kiddushin in the first parish, that Eishes, Yifas Toil, the Rabbis Eishes Ish, that you see that there is an Isser essay of Dalek Bishtar of Eishes Chaver, there is an Isser Deraisa. Yisrael shouldn't be bual on Eishes Ish of Anachris. So what do you need the Bezmim Shal Chashmonoi for? The same Gemara appears there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav. So Tosfos says, yeah, Anisa, but there's no Malkus. We want that people should listen. So we give Malkus Medirabon. So that's what the Gemara has on Machloikas Amoraim. So one Amora says that the fourth Malkus is not restricted only to Kohanim. One opinion of the Gemara is that it's Makus Mardis Medirabon that he violates the Issa Zainam. That is Makas Mardis Min Rabban if he's a coin. If he's not a coin, there's no Issa Zainam. And the other opinion in Gemara, no, they didn't introduce a Zainam a coin. It's Eishes Ish. If someone is Boala Nochris, who's married Nochris, it's an Issa Eishes Ish. It'll be an Issa Deraisa. But Min Rabban, we add on that there should be Makas Mardis Min Rabban. And then the Gemara explains the other one holds, Abba Mishimishus Leis Lahu. Yeah. It doesn't make sense that they should make a chumer midrabanan, that they should give makas mardis because of Boal Eishes Ish, because everybody knows that they're all running around with each other by the nochrim, so they're putzim baraya, so therefore it doesn't really look like an Eishes Ish. The whole din of all of these dinam are because it's a marisayin. If you'll allow the Yisrael to boal on nochris Eishes Ish, next thing they'll do will be boal on Yisraelis Eishes Ish. So this doesn't look, one opinion, that doesn't look like an Eishes Ish, because since they're all putzim barayas, Eichman Eishes Ish doesn't look. And the other one says, no, the Shai of Adel Loi Mafkri, a married woman, that's not. They're all running, the singles are all running around with each other. There's a lot of princes going on, but by a married woman, it's not so bad, and it does look like an Eishes Ish. So it's a Machlekes in the Gemara. They all assume there were two versions. They all assume that there's four times Makas Maradis Medirabon. Beis Din Shal Chashmonoi Vagoyz are four times Makas Mardis Medirabon. And the Machlokes is, what's the fourth Makas Mardis? It's restricted only if he's a Kohen, that's the top Taisus. If he's a Kohen, so the fourth time Malkus is Makas Mardis because of Zoyna. Or no, the fourth time Makas Mardis, not if he's a Kohen and it's Zoyna. The fourth time Makas Mardis, if she's married. So that's Mishum Eishes Ish. So here there's a famous Taisus, the long Taisus. Tosis is bothered with Akasha. What do you need? What do you mean? There's a machlokes amaroi in two versions of what was the Beis Din shel Chashbonoi Goyzer. 2 days in the Gemara, if a Kohen is mezana with a nochris, does he get makas mardis midirabbonim mishum zayna? What kind of makas mardis midirabbonim? Why doesn't he get malchus deraisa mishum zayna? What's the definition of a zayna? So the Mishnah says in Yibamis, in the end of Perikah Boi Vimta, Ezi Zayna Hamur Batar, who's a Zayna? Anachris. Abol Anachris. That's how the Rambam writes in Ilchus Yisuri Bia. Ezi Zayna Hamur Batar, I think the beginning of Perik Yudches. Ilchus Yisuri Bia. So the Rambam writes, Ezi Zayna Hamur Batar, Anachris, or a Giyorish in his Gaiba. So it's not Lab der Reises, Malkus der Reise. What do you need the Bezdin Shel Chashmeroi to give Makas Mardis mit the Rabbonon for a Koyin who's Mezana with Anachris? Why isn't it an Issa Deraisa? That's the Kashi. Iksha Moshe Mifontaiza. That's the top line in the long Tosis. Yodam Perkapo Yivim Penish Nein Zayna Ala Giyoris and Mishukhreris. So if a Giyoris is a Zayna, then Nachris is certainly a Zayna. Nachris is certainly a Zayna. So Tosis gives a Teretz, but then they say their Teretz is really Machloikas Abai Verovet. Their Teretz is, it says Leikach. How does the Pasit say Vayikra? Lo yikachu means not to do tfisis kiddushin. So maybe the pasuk only speaks about such a zayna who's a yiddish that is shaykh to have tfisis kiddushin. If the kohen marries her, kiddushin would be tofsin. But if the zayna is a nachris, it's not shaykh to have tfisis kiddushin. Then maybe that's not included in the labda, right? Maybe that's when the dafon coming to the gzeira of the beis din shel Chashmonoi. That the begoyzer to aser all the nachrios to kohanim mishum zayna, but then Tosis says miu kosher. There is a gemara in Tmura Daf Chav Tes, but they have in parentheses Tmura Daf Chav Tes. It's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. This nekuda exactly is a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. So Abaye says like that. Abaye says that the pasuk of zayna lo yikachu only refers to a giyoris. It can't refer to a nachris b'nachriusa, because how can you say lo yikachu? Lo yikachu means to marry. There is no Tfisus Kiddush. That's what Abai says, the Svar that Rav Moshe Mifrontaiza said on the beginning of the test. Kem d'chsiv zayna lo'ikach, l'mechay mishum zayna lo'ken yesh bo Tfisus Kiddush. Kron g'yoris, avokusus, no Tfisus Kiddush. But Rava there disagrees, machloikas Abai v'Rava. Rava disagrees with Abai. So how can it be that our sugi is doichik, that our sugi goes like Abai? That's Tosis Kash. There's a famous, so that's Tosis Kash. That's they're stuck with the Kash. So Tosis comes up with a gewaltige chiddush over here, that a giyoris is asur lekoyin. Who is called a zayna? Ezi zayna amur bater. Who is called a zayna? So the Rambam writes a giyoris or a mishuchreres, same thing, or a nachris, and then he says also included in the pasuk of zayna is an isha who's nivol al apostle of psalm. Let's say an isha was nibbled up by a nachri. A woman was married to a goy. Yet married, not married, doesn't make no sense. Even nensa by a goy. So she becomes asur lakuna. Nensa by a nachri, nensa nibbled up to an ebeknaini, to a mamzer, to a cholol. Cholol is hetagoma. That's what we spoke about last week. Cholol is hetagoma. A woman is permitted to marry a cholol. Cholol means his father was a kohen and the mother was a grusha. So all her children are cholol. So a cholol is not allowed to do avodah beis hamikdash in nishkin koyin. He's allowed to go to the cemetery. He's not allowed to eat truma. Cholol means empty. Cholol, vacuum, emptied out from kedushas kuna. Does not have kedushas kuna. Not lahakol, not lahachna. So a cholol is permitted to marry anybody. He's even permitted to marry a kohenis. But nonetheless, even though it's heter gomor, if the cholol lives with the Jewish girl, which is beheter, she becomes nivul of the apostle of Solo. If the husband divorces her, she's a grusha asur l'kain. The husband dies, so she's an almana. So almana is allowed to marry a kain. But this almana who is married to cholo is not allowed to marry a kain because she's nivul of the apostle of Solo. That's what we must have mentioned last week. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Yisuri Bia that let's say a Jewish couple is married, living together. They don't observe taharas hamishpacha. So that's an isa koris. That's psukim chumish. That's an isa koris. So nevertheless, the Rambam says when the husband dies, the wife may marry a kohen. Well, but she violated an isa koris. That's not called nivul al apostle apsol. And if the woman was living with a cholo, which is absolutely heter gomor, his parents did an aver. What is the esher? What is the esher? He didn't do anything wrong. and the cholo marries the Yisraelis, which are, or a Kohenis, which is Heter Gomor, when the husband dies, the wife is not allowed to marry a Kohen because that's Nivul al Apostle of Solomon. So the Rambam writes, Hola Marato. The moral of the story is that it's not totally in having violated an Aveira, Bishazbiya. It depends, is he a apostle law? Does the Gabra have a shame psul? The one with whom the woman was living, if he's Eved, Akum, Cholol, Nosin, Mamzer, that's called Nivul al Apostle of Solomon. Or with a brother, or an Eshetish, let's say Shenenso. A woman is married to a Kohen and she's Nensom. So she's also Asura Lakuna, even though she's not a Saito. A Saito is only if Zinsa Beratzen. But if Nensa, there's no Issa Saito, but still, an Eshetish who's Nivula to somebody other than a husband is called a Zaina because Nivula Apostle of Solomon. So they have to get divorced. If the Kohen is married to a woman and she's Nensa, they have to get divorced. So the Shaila is, are these two different kinds of Zaina? There's one Zaina, Anisha Shenival al Apostle of Solo. She becomes Apostle, we label her as a Zaina. There's another woman who's called a Zaina, is a Giyoyres, even if she was never Nivalo. So Taisus comes up with this Givaldige Chiddush. No, there's only one din, Nivalo al Apostle of Solo. If you have a Giyoyres who was living with a Nochri, the Nochri Yusa, and then she converts, so she's Psula Lakuna because she's Nivalo al Apostle of Solo. Because she was nivola to an achri, that's why. But what if you have a giyoris who is never nivola to an achri? Then there won't be any iser zayna l'koyin. In fact, Tais Akasha, and that's what Agamar is talking about. Agamar says, in order to give malchus their ice for a zayna l'koyin, you have to know for sure that she was nivola to an achri, that this nachris was nivola to an achri. If you don't know she was nivola to an achri, you won't give any malchus. So the bezna shel chashmonoi made a gzer the Rabbanon that if a Koyin is Mizana with a Nachris, even if you don't know one way or the other, whether she was ever Nivola to a Nachri, still she has the din of a Zayna with the Rabbanon. And you give Makas Maris. I fek Tais Akasha, what are we talking about? That's impossible. There is a Gemara, the end of Kiddushin, the last perk in Kiddushin, where the Gemara has a Machlekes Hatanoim, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. What's the din of the Giyurish and his guy Reb Chusim Ibar Shalashan of Yamecha? The Tanoim say in all the Mishnais, that before the age of three, by a girl, is Psula Choizim, ain't Biyosabi, it's not called a Maisabi. Before the age of nine, by a boy, Teisha Shana Yamechon, and by a girl, before the age of Shalosh Shana Yamechon. So then Mishnayos say that, let's say, a girl was Nizgaira Pchusim and Bashalosh Shana Yamechon, someone adopts a Goyish child, a girl, and they converted the girl before the age of three. It's impossible to say that she was nivola to an Nachri. Even if she was nivola, it doesn't count. It's ain't biyosabia, psula echoizim, everything is going to come back. So the Mishnah say, and then she's adopted by a nice religious family and they raise her like a nice Jewish girl. So then the Mishnah says, there'll be a din of oinus and mefata because she's a psula. If she was nizgara pchusin and bashalashan of yamechon. Or it'll be psubasa, it'll be masayim. If a girl gets married, she's a psula, so she gets psula masayim. If she's not a psula, it's only psula mana. So the Mishnah says, if the girl was nizgaira after the age of three, we have to be concerned. Maybe she's a bahula, so there's no enes and mefata mani, and there's no psula masayim. But if she was nizgaira plus and bashal shanecha, so of course she's a psula. So she gets psula masayim, and she gets, if someone will be honest and mefata her, so there'll be a din of enes and mefata. So the Gemara has in the end of Kiddushin and Machloikis Hatanayim, is that girl allowed to marry a Kohen? If the girl was Nizgara Pchusim Baal Shalom Shalom Mechad, by definition, she can't be. It cannot be that she was Nivola to Anoch. Even if she was Nivola, it doesn't count. It's ain't Biyosabiyah. So is she permitted to marry a Kohen? So we Paskin, no. We Paskin not allowed to marry a Kohen. So how come you're not allowed to marry a Kohen? If Tosis claims over here that a Giyoris, Asura the Kohen, when the Mishnah says, Ein zayna ela giyores, ezi zayna hamur about Torah giyores, the Taisa says, not every giyores is a zayna, only a giyores who is nivola la akum. But if she was never the nivola to the akum, then she's not called a zayna. So if she's not called a zayna, so why is the giyores pchusim b'ashalosh shanim? So one time, the Taisa says she's a letter, Reb Shimon, Shimon b'Yechoi says, the giyores in his garb pchusim b'ashalosh shanim echad is permitted to marry him, but we don't pass him like him. We pass him that it's awesome. So what, it's only an isim with the Rabbanah. That's how some Achrayim want to say. A Giyorish and his Gara Pchusim Baal Shal Hashem Yamechad is only prohibited to marry a Kohen with the Rabban.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
What's the answer? Amai Lasa B'Yuchsin. They made Chumris. They wanted to make a Chumrim with the Rabban. If you'll allow a Gioris to marry a Kohenish who was converted before the age of 3, so the next thing you'll know is that people will confuse the cases and they'll think even a Gioris and his Gaira, Yisera, Baal Shal Hashanah Melech, is also allowed to marry a Kohen, and that's not true. So some Achronim want to say, based on this Tosfos, that that's only an Issa D'Rabba. And then they want to go one step further, this is all Vilna things, this is not right. Then they say that all the Kohanim is Ma'an Zed, they're only Sofik Kohanim. Why Mehecha Tesim, why are they Sofik Kohanim? Aye, it's so many generations since Ba'isheni, who knows who's a Kohen, who knows what was going on. Maybe they're Halolim, maybe they're Fakers, maybe someone said, where did they get this idea that Kohanim is Ma'an Zed, they're only Sofik Kohanim? Because the Gemara says in the second parak, No. They're different. The Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin, Sanchev mixed up the Umas Soilim, he mixed up the Yid. The Gemara says in the second parak in Exodus, the Gemara quotes the Psukim in Ezra. And when they came back and they built Ba'isheni, so they were, all the Kohanim wanted to be Makor Kabbalah, so it says he didn't let them. Whoever couldn't produce a Ksav Yichis, it says, Bikshu Ksavim HaMasyachsim with all Matzo, the Negoy Alumin HaKuhuna. They were rejected from being Makor of Kabbalah. Why were they rejected? So you see that if you're not a Kohen Miyuchas, if you can't produce a Ksav Yichis, that's how the Pasuk says, Ksavim HaMasyachsim. Whichever coin can produce a Ksav Yichis, that documents who his mother was and who his grandmother was, all the way back to someone who is a Makor Karbanos in the Ba'isheni, or this was the beginning of the Ba'isheni. Ezra was the beginning of the Ba'isheni. Whoever couldn't produce documents that say all the way back from Ba'is Rishon, so we don't allow them to be Makor Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Why not? So the early Achronim used to assume that that's because all the Kohanim are Sofik Kohanim. Oh, so if all the Kohanim is Ma'an Zeh Sofik Kohanim, and the whole din of a Gioris, Shaloi Nivola, is only Midi Rabbanim. Gioris, Shenizgar, Chusim, and Ba'ash Ha'ol Shana Mech, is only Midi Rabbanim. So Sveika de Rabbanim Lekula. It's an easy life, Sveika de Rabbanim Lekula. Yeah, but the Achronim say that's a joke. How can it be? When a Kohen goes up to Duchen, so he says, Asher Kedishan, B'Kedushos, V'Shalayim, T'vonu, V'Rochus, Anis, V'Rochus, 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 if he's not sure if he's a Kohen. Bishleim with the first aliyah. Someone has to get the first aliyah. So if he's not a kohen, it's always Zayin Aleh, it's always Zayin Yisrael. Someone has to get, if he's not kohen, someone gets. He's not saying a bracha levatov. But when the Kohen of Duchen, when you make pidyon aben, so you say a bracha and the pidyon aben. How do you say a bracha if it's a sofik for the Kohen and myself a Kohen? How can it be? It's not so. And then the Gemara says that those Kohanim who are only Kohanim chazoke, they're not Kohanim yuchasim, although they're not allowed to be makor kabbonis, but they are permitted to eat truma. That's the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, and don't think that only truma de rabbana they're permitted to eat. The Gemara says, no, wrong. Even truma de raisa they're permitted to eat. How can they eat truma de raisa if it's a fake, if all the Kohanim, the Kohanim who are assumed to be Kohanim, but they don't have a ksav yichas, all Kohanim chazok, as opposed to Kohanim yichasim, they're only sofik Kohanim. So how can they eat truma de raisa as a sofik de raisa l'chumim? So the pashtus is that this is, the whole story is a mistake. We're up Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher. Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher was one of the leaders of the religious Zionist movement. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivegas. So he was interested in the, he didn't know that there's a mosque on the Makom HaMikdash. He never visited there. He was a Rav in Europe. So he was interested in getting Gvirim to give up, to put up money to build the Beis HaMikdash. So his gimmick was not just we'll put up a plaque, Zos Nidvas, donated by so-and-so. He says, we may make you the Melech HaMashiach. Because the Rambam says, whoever builds a Beis HaMikdash may turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. That was the gimmick over here. So he wrote a whole sefer, Drishas Tzion, about this suggestion. We should get money, we should build a Beis HaMikdash, and we should bring korbanos. He has to solve all the problems. How are you going to build a... How do you know where the Makom HaMizbeach is? So he works on that. How do you know you have to have Big Dekuna? So he's going to work on a Big Dekuna. The Big Dekuna have to have Tcheles. We'll settle for the Tcheles. He's working on all the issues. And then he said, everybody's Tomei. So he works on that issue. What's going to be Machzah Shekel? He figures out Machzah Shekel. And then he says, how do you know who's a Kohen? All the Kohanim are only Kohani Chazorke. You don't have enough Kohanim Yuchasim. I mean, there are 10 Kohanim Yuchasim in the world. It's not enough to run a Beis HaMikdash. So he has a Chiddush, which Rabbi Kivega was masking with, and the Chassam Sofer was masking with. He says that the whole requirement, what it says in the Sefer Ezra, that Bikshuk Savam HaMisyachsim Velo Motso V'Negoalo Min HaKuhuna, this was a Chumre Midi Rabbanu that was introduced by Ezra at that time. If you have enough Kohanim Miyuchasim to man the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't allow Kohani Chazaka to run the Beis HaMikdash. But if Bizman Hazeh you simply don't have, so you're going to say because of this Chumra Midirabbanon, so you can't build the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring any Kabbalah, so that's ridiculous. The Chumra Midirabbanon is only introduced when you can live with the Chumra. But if it's going to make it, it's going to undo the whole possibility of Karbas Habbanon, he doesn't think that the Chumra Midirabbanon applies. So Rabbi Kivege was maskim, and then Rabbi Kivege sent it to the Chassam. So he was also maskim. So maskim with everything that he said. Others disagreed with a different nikud about the possibility to build a Beis HaMikdash, because there is a sifrei that says you have to build a Beis HaMikdash under the auspices of a Novi. So where is he going to get a Novi? What are you going to give? Honoris causa? Going to give an honorary degree? A Novi? Either you are a Novi or not a Novi. So that's the Binyan Tzion, has the first two tshuvas. It's called Binyan Tzion because the first two tshuvas are to Rav Tzvi Hirshkalosh about not building the Beis HaMikdash. No, the Rambam, the Babli never says explicitly, the Sifrei says, the Sheikh Nesidush Adrosh Alpinovi. So they all point out, the Gemara in Zvachim says, Gimel Nevi Mavli Mavli Babel, that the Gemara says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is angry at Kohal Yisrael why they didn't want to go on Aliyah. He gave them permission to come. In the beginning of Baishan, they didn't go. So he said, because they didn't want to come, so then he's not going to give any more nevuah. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Shir Hashirim. Imchaymahi nivna lehal tiras keser. Imdovasi natso lalu acharis. So the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Yom interprets, Imchaymahi, that Shlomo HaMelech says, Baruch HaKadosh, Imchaymahi, imyalu kachayma, when I'll have permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael. If the law go back in the beginning of the Baishani, so the Baisheni will be Nivna Le'atiris Kesef. It will be like a metal structure. She'ein ha'rekev sholit bo. It won't rot. What says it won't rot? So the Gemara says, there'll be Ruach HaKodesh and there'll be Nevuah. Then Delasi, not so ala Luach Horez, but if it be a Shvach Aliyah, hardly anybody will show up, then it'll be like a Luach Horez, like a wooden bungalow. She'ha'rekev sholit bo. What says rekev? What sense is it going to rot? So the Gemara says, there won't be any Nevuah. The Sfasema says it means more than that. It means that the Baisheni will be Chorv, will not be Chorv. If everybody will show up, it would have been like metal, the Baisheni wouldn't be Chorv. And because hardly anybody showed up, so Harekim Sholobo said the Baisheni will be Chorv. That's what the Sfasema adds on. But the Gemara, he says that's self-understood. But the Gemara says Rekim Sholobo means, will it be Nevuah, will it be Ruach HaKodesh? The Gemara says the Baruch Shalom is angry because nobody showed up. Hardly anybody showed up in the beginning of the Baisheni. So really, the Rebbeinu Shlom had said already from the days of Shlomo HaMelech that he's not going to send any Nibim. Nonetheless, Gimel Nibim, Malui, Malui, Baba, what was that all about? Why Chagas Chai Malachi? So that's what the Mefarshim said, because on a Navi, he can't build a Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara said, each one of them, Chagas Chai Malachi, each one said over a tradition on a different aspect of the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash, and with all three of them together, they were able to build the Beis HaMikdash, because without another you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. That's why even though the Gemara and the Rambam never write explicitly this din that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash without supervision of a Navi, but they say the Gemara seems to allude to this, because the Gemara says Gimel Nevim Olam Iman and Bavel, that was the exception to the rule. The Baruch Shalom was angry and Bnei Yisrael, they said he's not going to send any more Nevim, but these three he had to send because he wanted to have a Bayi Sheni, so Atanishka had temporary, had to send Nevim to authorize the building. So that's the time of the Binyan Tzion. That's Rav Gavala Soloveitchik in later years. Many had that time that without a Novi, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. So the whole plan of Rav Tzvi Hirshkalosh, with Rav Kiveg, with Rav Samsev, the whole thing wouldn't have worked anyway. But this part of what Rav Tzvi Hirshkalosh said, the others agreed to. Then if you look in the Tshuvas and Achrayim, from the days of Rabbi Kivege on, they all changed. They no longer say that Kohanim is Manazah Sofer Kohanim. In the earlier poskim in the Knesset, Yecheskel and the others from the earlier years, from the 1500s and the 1600s and the 1700s, you have scattered about, they write such a lashon. Kohanim is Manazah, are all Sofer Kohanim. And they talk about the possibility of Sofer Derabbanan on the Kula and some of the Psulim Kula, they're running the Rabbanan. Then from the days of Rabbi Kivege on, the tendency is the other direction. They say it's not so. It can't be true. The Kohanim say a bracha when they do pigyon ben. The Kohanim say a bracha when they duchen. So we assume that they're vade Kohanim. It's only a chumra midirabbanan that we don't permit Kohanim chazaket to be makrav kabbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. But we do permit them to eat truma deraisa. So this whole cheshbon is wrong. Even if one should assume that a giyorish and his garet chusim and bashal shana v'yamechad is only midirabbanan because she was never nivola to a nachri. Even if it is the Rabbanim, a Kohanim, and Zanazah, I'm not Sofer Kohanim. You can't say So I think the Rabbanu Lekula. But Barmendain, the whole thing is wrong anyway. Because Tosfos never said that Nisgarab Chutzim and Baal Shol Hashanah V'Yamechad is only Medir Rabbanu. The Gemara there in the last Perek in Kiddushin discusses the Pasuk. It says, after Mohammed's Midyon, so they only killed the men and they didn't kill the women. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry at the soldiers. He says, Ha-Hayisim Kolm Mikeva Hein Hein Hoyle B'nei Yisrael. They caused the Jews to be Nichshol and Avera. So you let them live. So the Pesach was given. Those who are less than 3 years old, they should allow to live. Hachiyu Lochem. And those who are old, those are Ruyas Lidiyo, those who are older than 3 years old, so they put them to death. So the Machlekes HaTanayim, Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, how do you understand the Pasuk? Hachayu Lochem. You can keep them. Hachayu Lochem means even a Loza HaKoyin can also marry a Yerush and his Garab Chusim Bashal Hashan V'yamecho. That's Rav Shimon. Tan Rav Shimon Bayechoy says like that. Hachayu Lochem V'noshim. That even the Kohanim can marry a Yerush and his Garab Chusim Bashal Hashan V'yamecho. The other Tanayim said, no, it doesn't go on a Loza HaKoyin. Because they can take, the others can marry them, they can take the mashpachas, whatever they want, but it doesn't mean that Kohanim are permitted to marry. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that they're arguing on the level of their eyes. So how do you translate the pasuk Kachiyu Lachem? And the way we pass in La Loha that a Giyorish and his Garab Chusim and Bashal Hashanah Yamechot is Asur Lakuna, Pashim Shatel, it's an Isa their eyes. How do you kvetch over here to say that it's only an Asmachtim and the Rabbanim? It doesn't sound like it in the Gemara. The Gemara Alpi Pshut, it sounds like it's an Isa their eyes. I want to do with the Tosfos. Tosfos says only if nivul alakum, if lo nivul alakum, then it's not a zayna. So Tosfos explains why. You just have to read it. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi: the isa lav of zayna lo yikachu. In order to get malchus deraisa, you have to violate a lo yisesi dumi de lo sachsim shavadisha. So the lav deraisa only applies if she was nivul alapasala, and if she was a gyurish and nivul alakum. So that's nivul on the pasulah. That's a zayna hamur about her. If she's a giyorish alay nivulah, so there won't be a loisaseh. So that's why the Beis Din Shel Hashmonai stepped in and they made makas maridus mid rabbanon. If he's a kohen who's living with a nochris, it's a nashgaz. She's a zayna mid rabbanon. She's not a zayna mid atar because you don't know if she was ever nivulah to a nochris. But an isa deraisa there will be anyway. What's going to be the isa deraisa? An isa essay. Where do you get an isa essay? Where's the isa essay? So Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi that it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, I think. I think it's the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim, if I'm not mistaken. It gives all the dinim of the Kohanim. So it says... Emor, Parshas Emor. So it says that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Allah repeats all the dinim from the Chumash. Then it says, Ki Mesulas Mizeri Yisrael Yikach, and then it says Ki Mesula Meyamav Yikach Isha. So the Yerushalmi Darshan Besula Meyamav Prat Legiuris. Ki Besula Meyamav Yikach Isha Prat Legiur Meyamav Prat Legiuris. So it's an Isa Rese. It's not an Isa Lois Rese. So there won't be any Malkus Deraisa. So that's what the Beis Din Shel Hashmonai added on. They give Makas Mardis because we declare as a Zayna Medirabon. In order to be a Zayna with a Loisese, with Malkis, Deraisa, you have to have Nivul Alakum. But in order to be a Surim and Atari, you don't have to have Nivul Alakum. It'll be an Isa Deraisa, it'll just be an Isa Rese. Is there a difference between an Isa Rese and an Isa Loisese? Yeah, big difference, whether there's Malkis or not. Yeah, big difference. Is there any other difference between an Isa Rese and an Isa? We're not giving any Malkis Bismanaza anyway. Is there any other difference that's Negel in Yanenu between a Kohen who marries a woman and he's in violation of a loisese, like a grusha zayin v'chalolo. A kohen gadol marries an almona. Says almona loikach. That's a loisese. Or if the kohen marries an ishu hasura olav, that it's only an isaresi. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. There's another difference that's very relevant. Do the children become chalolim? So the Yerushalmi gives you a case if the kohen gadol marries a behula. If the kohen gadol marries a behula, or a kohen gadol marries a bogeris. And she's not nivula l'pasul l'psala. It's just that he's over on the iseresi of kim besula v'loy b'ula. Kim besula miyam of yikach isha. So the kangaroo has an essay not to marry a b'ula. He marries a b'ula, he's over on the essay. Or if he marries a bageres, the Gemara says a bageres doesn't have the full besulim. A full besulim by a younger girl who's Bageris is age 12 and a half. So before the age of 12 and a half, so the Gemara says, there's going to be Dan the Sulim and there's going to be Pesach Dochuk. And after the girl becomes a Bageris, after she reaches the age of 12 and a half, so it's not going to be so much Pesach Pasuach. Tyson has two pshat, and what's going to be missing? Something is going to be missing. So we assume that the Dan Sulim is going to be there. It's not going to be so much of a Pesach Pasuach. It's not going to be so much of a Pesach Dochuk. So the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a girl who is younger than the age of 12 and a half. If the Kohen Gadol is married already, usually the Kohen Gadol is in his 40s and his 50s when they appoint him to be the Kohen Gadol. He's already married for many years, has already grandchildren. So he doesn't have to get divorced and marry a young girl. So it's Behetta, he got married Behetta. Even if he married an Almana, the Mishnah says, even if he married an Almana, Kohen Hagid is permitted to marry Almana. We can appoint him as the Kohen Gadol, doesn't have to get rid of his wife. He got married to her, so he can remain with the wife. But it means if after being appointed Kohen Gadol, that's a Mishnah Yibamus on Daf Samach Beis, I think, that if he got married to her, he remains with his wife. But if he's now appointed a Kohen Gadol, and he wants to get married now, so he has to marry a girl who's younger than 12 and a half. It's going to be very uncomfortable. He's a Kohen Gadol, let's say he's in his 50s, 60s, has to marry a girl 12 years old. So the Stama, they'll tell someone else to become the Kohen Gadol. How's he gonna marry a girl 40 years younger than him? That doesn't make any sense. So that's the Gemara in the Babli. The Babli says like that. The Kohen Gadol has to marry a psula, means a full besula, younger than the age of 12 and a half, because after she reaches 12 and a half, she's a bageres, so she's missing part of the psula. There's gonna be dam psula, but there isn't gonna be so much of a pesel gachuk, so it's in violation of the essay. So what if the Kohen Gadol goes ahead and he violates the essay? So do you say all the children become chalolim? So the Yerushalmi says no. If the Kohen Gadol marries an almana, or any Kohen marries a grusha zayna b'chalola, and he violated a lois essay, so then the Yerushalmi says the children will be chalolim. But if the Kohen Gadol marries a bageris, if the Kohen Gadol marries a behula, he's not really in violation of a lois essay. He only violated an iser essay. Alav abo mechalal asay asay. So then the vlad will not be cholol. So Tesis quotes from Yerushalmi, who adinami, if a Kohen marries a geyoris, who is never nivola to an akum, so there will be an isa deraisa, but it won't be an isa loisa essay. The lab of Zaina won't be, but it'll be an isa essay derived from the pasuk kimsula miyamav yikachisha miyamav velo geyoris. So he'll be over on an isa essay. So there won't be any malchus deraisa, and the vlad won't be a chol. That's the gist of the Tesis. So really, if you read the Tesis from the beginning to the end, those Achronim quote, they left off in the middle of the Tesis. They just quoted. Tesis says there's only an Iser Zayna if she's Nivola to an Achri, and then they take off and they say, Loi Nivola to the Achri, there's no Iser. There's no Iser deraisa, it's only Iser derabbanan. That's not Emes. Tesis says there is an Iser deraisa, but it's only an Iser essay. It's not an Iser Lois essay, and there wouldn't be any Malchus deraisa. So that's why the Chashmonai added on the Makkos Maris Rabbanan, but they didn't say there's no Iser deraisa. That's certainly not correct. That's the question. The Rambam, the Prim Godim has two Rambams. No. An Iser essay, there wouldn't be any Malchus, but with the Rabbanah Beis Dina Shel Chashmonai B'Goyza, that there is an Iser Rav Zayna. So the Mestama you would need. You would need Eidin V'Hasra, and then you would give Makkos Maris. I don't know if they introduce Makkos Maris by every Issa Essay. Maybe what it means over here is that the Beis Din Shel Chashmonai declared that there's an Issa Lav, there's an Issa Lois Essay. They declared every Nachris is a Zayna, even if it's true that Lo Nivola at all. We hereby declare that she is a Zayna. So it's going to be Makkos Maris, isn't it, the Rabban? Probably do need any Masra. For the other Din of Bezin Makli Ansh Shlomin Adin Lohai Rosh on the Migda Milsa. So for that Makkos Maris, you don't need any Masra. But for the regular Makkos Maris that has rules and regulations, something parallel to the Din of Malkus Deraisa, so that you probably do need any Masra, the regular.
Maybe they made
it
there that they
cannot marry that. Yishum Zaina? I don't know. That's a good question. They assume a davar poshut like that. Only if he's a kohen. I think Rashi also has like that, if I'm not mistaken. Only mishum zayna. A zayna is only asur l'kohen. How could you possibly present such an opinion that here the zayna is asur l'Yisrael?
That's double. Just like she's not the zayna, you make her two zaynas.
Yeah, there is a gemara. No, there is a gemara about the gemara says in the last parak in Kedushin. The Gemara talks, what if a Kohen is Boal an Isha, who's all four, a Kohen Gadol, is Boal a woman who's all four, she's an Almon Grusha Zayin B'Chalol. So the Gemara says it gets four times Malchus. How do you get four times Malchus? Eni Sechala Lisa. How do you get around that? So the Gemara says, Enachinami, it depends which one came first. If it's in one direction, if it's in the right order, then it'll get four times Malchus. If not the right order, there'll only be one times Malchus, once Malchus, because of the rule of Eni Sechala Lisa. So the Gemara is working out the Cheshbaina. So the Gemara says if she first became an Almana, and then she became a Grusha, so she was an Almana, she's only Neseris Ter Kohen Gadol. She becomes a Grusha, she becomes Neseris Ter Kohen Yehidit also. So that's an Iser Moisif. Because the second Iser includes much more than the first Iser. First husband, she became an Almana. First husband died. She was only Neseris Ter Kohen Gadol. The second husband divorces her. So that's much more inclusive. So first Almana, then a Grusha. Then the Gemara says, if she'll become a Zayna afterwards, that'll also be Chal. Why? If she'll become Nivola, let's say she'll be Nivola to an Achri. After first she became an Almana, then she became a Grusha, then she'll be Nivola, then she lives with an Achri. So then she'll become a Zayna. So the Gemara says, why don't you say Eni Sechal Alisa? The Gemara says, because the Issa Zayna is Chal on more people. Who is it Chal on? Chal on? can visualize someone disagreeing with Taisus, with the top Taisus, that the Nashgaz, Taisus says, is only if he's a Kohen. If he's not a Kohen, there's no Zaino. I can visualize some Rishonim disagreeing, saying no, that there is an Issa Zaino even to Yisrael, based on that Gemara in the last Perek in Kedushin. I didn't have a chance to look. We have to take a look. Are there any Rishonim who actually disagree with Taisus? Anyway, here on this Taisus, there's a famous Shita Sarambam. Taisus quoted the Gemara in Temura and Daf Chav Tes, where there's a Machloikis Abai V'Rovah, and Taisus says, whenever there's a Machloikis Abai V'Rovah, we know we always paskin like Rovah, except for six cases, that's Yalkagam, the Rosh Hashanah of Yalkagam, so the din is like Rovah. So there's a Machloikis Abai V'Rovah, what's the din? Koyen Habo Ala Nochris. Is he Loik Ole Amishum Zoyno? So Abai holds no Malkus because the Pasuk says, Lo Yikochu, Isha Gusha Zoyno Chalola, Lo Yikochu. The prohibition only applies to an Isha who is a Basochi of Tfisis Kiddushin. But an Ochrius, there's no Kiddushin Topsin, so there's no Isha Zayin. And Rava says it's not so. So Taisa says we pass like Rava. The Rambam passes like Abai. Not only Rambam passes like Abai, the Rambam is Gor. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes that the Isha is Zayinah Lekoyin in order to get Malkus is only if Kiddush Shavuah. If the Koyin goes and he has beer with a zayno, he doesn't get malchus. Let's say there's a woman who's nevelos to a nachri, so she's called a zayno, and the kohen goes and he's with that woman. So the Rambam says if boal v'lo kiddush, there's no malchus there. I said there's only malchus if kiddush is boal. Not only does he paskin like Abaye that the isa zayno lekohen only applies if she's a pashochi of tvisas kiddushin. Not enough of Basochi, you have to actually be Mekadesh. That's how he quotes, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin that he interprets like that. Only if Kiddush is Baal. If Baal alone is no Malkus. And the writer disagrees with the Rambam. He says, what in the world is he talking about? There is no such thing. Baal alone is Malkus. Why do you have to have Kiddush is Baal? But that's the Rambam Shita. That was there was a famous... Shofet in Eretz Yisrael, Shofet Kohen, many years ago, 40, 50 years ago, I said that he married a Grusha, I think. So the Rabbanut wouldn't allow him to get married, so he went to Cyprus and he married the Grusha, and then he came back to Eretz Yisrael. You marry a Chutzlords and you come to Eretz Yisrael, so the government recognizes the marriage. If you want to get married to Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, they wrote it up in all the newspaper. He was, I think, on the Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken. So he went to Cyprus, and when he came back, so he used to learn in yeshivas when he was younger. So he said, they quoted him in the newspapers as saying, according to the Rambam's opinion, he didn't violate the Nisa Deraisa because he didn't marry a Kedas Moshe Yisrael. He got married by secular marriage, so it was only Boal without Kiddush. And the Rambam Shita is that there's only Nisa Deraisa Kiddush Boal. If it's not Kiddush Boal, it's only Nisa Derabbanan. So at that time, Rav Leizer Shach was publishing or reprinting, I don't know, one of the volumes of the Abi Ezri. So if you look in the Rambam, Rav Leizer Shach has long shtick lachter on the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam and he explains a long column and a half, two columns, three columns, four columns. And at the end of the Sefer Noshim in Kiddusha, he has a few comments. No long marachas, just points out. So he points out at the end of the Sefer Noshim that with all due respect, the Minchas Chinuch made a mistake. That the Menchas Chinuch says that according to the Rambam Shita, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, if a Kohen is Boal Grusha, without Kiddush, he doesn't do Kiddushin, just Boal, but like Kiddush, the Menchas Chinuch writes that it's only an Issa Derabbanan. It's only an Issa Derais, according to the Rambam, if Kiddush is Boal. Rav Leizer Shach writes one short paragraph that with all due respect, Machilas Kvoida, it's not correct. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs writes Befeirish Napsa. That a boal v'lo kiddush is still an isa derais. What do you have to put in that comment for? Because that's when the whole thing was going on in the newspapers with this judge in Eretz Yisrael that he said, according to the Rambam Shita, he didn't violate an isa derais, he only violated an isa derabbanan. So Leizer Shach writes that it's not true. But even according to the Rambam, that you only get malchus, let's say chotzi shir is awesome and after a person eats chazer less than a kazai. So the din is you don't get malchus. In order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazai. But we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzis Shir is still an Issa Menatera. There are many times there's an Issa Deraisa, but there is no Malkus. Allah Baba Machlala say, is an Issa Deraisa, and there is no Malkus. Here also, if Baal, the Lekidesh, is still going to be Nisa Derais. That's after the latest style. That some of the sometimes you have a Kohen got divorced from his wife, and he's already in his 40s. So how is he going to find the shidduch? Who's he going to find the shidduch? Another girl who's divorced. Who's going to? Which girl's going to want to marry a guy in his 40s who got divorced? A girl who got divorced herself. We're going to be prepared to marry. So Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So that's the latest thing. So some of the rabbis will say, oh, it's such a shasat chak, and it's only a din derabbanan. So later they'll tell him, go to a reform rabbi. Reform rabbi, go to a justice of the peace. So the justice of the peace will marry you, not kedas moshe v'yisrael. So it'll only be bual v'loy kiddush. It'll only be a nisa derabbanan anyway. So it's a nisa derabbanan. Still an Abbot, still an Abbeir. So they say, ah, it's not so bad, it's not so bad. It's ridiculous. It's not an Isa de Rabbanon, it's an Isa de Raisin. Even if we're an Isa de Rabbanon, what's the ethic to violate an Isa de Rabbanon?
By Kohen
Gadol,
isn't it reversed?
There, it's Kiddush
below
Baal. Kohen
Gadol by,
yeah.
Let's say by
Amon Agushin, that would be Kiddush below Baal. Baal, no. Kiddush below Baal, that's a machlekes in the Gemara. And we paskin, there's no malchus, kiddush below Baal. It's a machlekes by Rav. But by Kohen Gadol, I think, even Baal below kiddush, there would be malchus. The Rambam, right, Kohen Gadol is the exception to the rule. The Rambam Shita is episode unique. The Rambam Shita is that a grusha, zayda, v'chalola, all these is only malchus, deraisa, the full aver is only violated if kiddush or Baal. If kiddush or Baal, it's in ganzen, let's say, by Baal achoyse, by Baal ima, Baal bita, Baal eshesish, it's not shaykh by all the chavi kriyas and kiddush and topsin. But there it's not shaykh to say that you need kiddush abor. Of course not. So there the answer is there it's an isa biya. There it's an isa biya. Here it's not an isa biya. Here it's an isa ishus. You're not permitted to do a maisa ishus. So if it's kiddush abor, then the boal is a maisa ishus in the context of a marriage. But if it's boal beloy kiddush, true it'll be an isa deraisa, but it's not a full maisa ishus because it wasn't with kiddush first. So then the Rambam holds that it's only a chatzi shir. It's only, he writes it. And the Sefer HaMitzvah, he writes explicitly. Not a chazaka, doesn't write explicitly. Sefer HaMitzvah writes explicitly, it's an Issa deraisa. But he says it's not, there's no malchus because it's not the Isser Bishleimusa. The full Isser is not to do a Maisa Ishus. And that's a diun in a machlekes and achreinim. The Rambam's opinion that you need Kiddush Shavuot is not only by Isuri Kunin, by Mamzeris also. The machlekes, the Rambam, and the writer. The Rambam holds that Abual Amamzeris is only loike if Kiddush Abual. If he's Boal Mamzeris below Kiddush, so the Rambam Shita the same. It'll be an Issa deraisa, but there won't be any Malkus. And the Ravid is Masik there also. So the Rebbe Kiveger had the Pischa Tshuva quotes on Ebenezer Machlekes Rebbe Kiveger. Another Achrainim, what's the din, let's say, by a Petsua Daka? Let's say a man marries a woman and he becomes a Petsua Daka later in marriage. So there's a Sifse Chacham man on Chumash. Sifse Chacham says that he's permitted to continue living with his wife. So the Chassam, I wouldn't know the Sifse Chacham, but the Chassam Soif and the Tshuva quotes it. And he says that it's against the Mishnah. He's wrong. He made a mistake. There is no such thing. You're not allowed to, even if the Kiddushin was beheter, but the husband became a Petzua Daka later, so he's not permitted to continue living with his wife. So there, in that case, that's a Machlokes and Achrayim. What if the Kiddushin was beheter? A man marries a woman, Behetta. At that time, he was not a Petzua Daka. And then later in life, he becomes a Petzua Daka, and he's not allowed to continue living with his wife. So what if he's Baal? Would he get Malkus or not? The Kiddushin was Behetta. Does the Rambam mean you have to have Kiddush Ba'avera, Baal Ba'avera? The whole Maisa Yishus of Kiddush Baal has to be Ba'avera. The Kohen marries a Grusha, Kiddush Baal. The Yisrael marries a Mamzeris, Kiddush Baal. So if you have Kiddush Baal, everything is Be'isra, wow, that's a full Maisa Yishus Ba'avera, so that you get Malkus. And if it's only Baal without Kiddush, or Kiddush without Baal, then there wouldn't be Malkus. Or maybe the Rambam will know. Ba'avera really is the Maisa Yishus that you get Malkus for is the Baal, not the Kiddush. Even if the Kiddush was Beheter, and it became a Petzua Daka later, and then he's Baal, that'll be Malkus. So that's a Machlokes Achrayim. It doesn't make too much of a difference. No one's giving Malkus Bisman as there anyway. But the Pischa Tshuva in Ebenezer quotes such a Machlokes of the Kiveger and other Achrayim. What would be the din by the Petzua Daka who married the others? You can't become a Mamza later in life. You can't become a Chola later in life. Either you're born a Mamza or you're not. But a Petzua Daka can happen later in life.
So, some of us try to hide the Lavin from the Avon.
The first beer would be Behefter, and the second one, maybe? Maybe. Could be. Gotta look through the Gemara again. It could be that it would be the same shot. I don't remember.
How come we fall from when you did the Shabbat start, they had much to do with the Yom Kippur? So automatically it takes place.
Eid Adam Azeh, he's a mensch, he's a frumi yid. Bizman Azeh, we know a lot of people. A lot of people Adam Azeh Bilos of Israel. He goes to a Bei Zainas, no? He goes to a Bei Zainas. So that's why the Rambam... That's why the Rambam writes that the Nochri is, he can never violate the Issa Zoynom in our Torah, because you have to have Kiddush Abor. So the Nochri is, there is no Kiddush. That's more than, the Rambam is paskening like Abai against Rava. And not only like Abai that you need a royal Tvisis Kiddush, you need actually Kiddush Abor. Not only royal Tvisis Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush Abor. Oh, it's our famous Rambam. Okay. So that's this Gemara, the Beis Dinu Shal Chashmonoi. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, they made other gzeres also. They made other gzeres, yichud, other things. That's how he understood the Gemara in the last Perek in Kiddush, and talks about Kiddush loike, Boa loike. But that's how he read the Gemara. So the Rabbi says there is no such Gemara. He says that's not the way I read the Gemara. A Kiddush, yes. According to Rabbi Akiva, it cannot be. According to Rabbi Akiva, it cannot be the Rama. Rabbi Akiva cannot agree with the Rama. That's the same. Goes on being, yeah. But since we don't accept Rabbi Akiva, so that's so Shaykh for the Rama to have his opinion. Right. So that's a famous Tosis. When do you have Zayna Deraisa? When is it only Zayna Derabonon? And even when it's not a Zayna Deraisa, there's still an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Resiv, ki b'sula meyamav yikachisha, b'sula meyamav v'lo grush, v'lo giyoriv. Meyamav v'lo giyoriv. The Maisetz HaMachlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, in Hilchas Yisuri Biyan, this also. The Rambam writes, Ezi Zayna Amur Batayra, so the Rambam says giyoriv. And it doesn't say Giyoris Shenival al Apostle. Giyoris is a Zaino deraisa. Even though she's not Nival al Apostle, the Rama holds there are two dinam of Zaino. One is Nival al Apostle, Nival al Akum Ebed Cholo Nosin Mamzer, and so on. And Eshishish was Nenso, Nivala by her brother, Nivala by her father. All of that is Nival al Apostle of Sol. And then there's another dinner. Giyoris is also a Zaino Lakoin, and he said deraisa with Malkus, even though she was never Nival al Akum. So the Ravid is Masig and he says, no, there's no Malchus. It's only an Issa Resiv. That's the Tosfos. If the Giyoris was never Nivula to an Achri, so the Ravid is Masig, that it's an Issa. It's an Issa, he writes, an Issa Medivri Kabbalah. It's like a lower level. It's only known from the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Ki Mesula Miyamav Yikachisho Miyamav Alo Giyoris. It's an Issa Medivri Kabbalah, an Issa Resiv, but it's not a Lava of Zayin. Ramah holds not so. That Pasuk in Yecheskel's Megala and Achonish, that a Giyoris is included in Zainal. So we'll look at the Rama holds that there's Malchus. The Pasuk reads like that by the Kabbalah. Yeah. I forgot already. Oh, yeah? Yeah, it's a Pasuk and Achonish. Okay. Here the Gemara in the last line on Pei Beis Amud Aleph has a din in the middle of the Agadata, that when Pinchas was going to do Yehorik, he was going to do the Kanoim Poigim Boy by Zimri. So it says Vayokum Etochet Vayikach Roimach Diyodoy. So the Gemara says there is a din Einich Nosim Biklei Zayin LeBeis HaMedrash. Now let it go with the Roimach and the Beis HaMedrash. So the Gemara says he took it apart Shalav Shnod V'Nichah Be'Umkaloi. He covered it over. You're not permitted to go into Beis HaMedrash, it's an Issa Deraisa. Some poskim say to take a weapon into the Beis HaKnesses, Lugula. Klei Zayin Meguvan, Beis HaKnesses, is in Issa Derabban. To take a weapon into the Beis HaMedrash, the Gemara says, is in Issa Derais. But I remember there used to be a policeman who was saying Kaddish. He used to come to my father's shul. He used to come all the time with his gun. So my father used to tell me, he should leave the gun in the office. They locked it up. And he went up to shul and said Kaddish. Then when he left, he took his gun back. You know, or in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, a lot of the boys are in the army. So they're not permitted to go into the Beis Medrash with their rifles. They have to leave their rifles outside. If there's a Sufik Sakana in the Beis Medrash, they go with their rifles. I remember I spent two summers in Kiryat Arba in the big yeshiva giving shurim there. So the first summer, they always used to come to the Beis Medrash with their rifles. I told a few of them, I don't think it's permissible. So they said, no, that's a Sakana. The second, 2 years later when I was there, the matzav got worse, 2 years later when I was there, so they didn't take the rifles in. So they told me that they asked Rabbi Avram Shapiro, he was the place in Kroda Hezishi, he said, not allowed. There was no Sakana in the Beis HaMedrash, so they had a special closet. Most yeshivas, they have a special closet, and they lock their rifles up in the closet, and when it's necessary, they'll take their rifle. Unless it's mamash or suffix, Sakana Beis HaMedrash, then you have to. And the tshuva is called Mavasa, he has an interesting tshuva. There was a practice soon after the second, I don't remember the history really. Before the Hakamas HaMedina, the Jews did daven by the Kosel HaMarah, but only after the Hakamas HaMedina they didn't say. Huh? After the Hakamas HaMedina, when they divided. But I think before there was a Medina, they still did daven by the Kosel, I think so. So right after the war, some people had such a hargosha that Nazis killed people by fire and by poison gas and all kinds of forms of Nisa Mishunim. So sometimes they killed people by hanging them on ropes. So someone had this einfall, they took the ropes that they hang people on and they used it as a guard pole for the Baal Tfilah, the daven in front of the Kosel HaMarabi, to be Ma'ir Rachmei Shamai. The Baal Shalom said, Rachmanis, and Klaus said, look what happened to us, that they were using this rope to kill Jews. So some people said, you're not allowed to. So that's what he writes in his tshuva. He says, you're not allowed to. In front of the Kosel HaMarabi is a Mokam Yuchad L'Tfilah. It's like a Beis HaKnesses. It's not miyuchet for learning. It's not a Beis HaMedrash. At least it'll be an Issa Derabbanan. So since this was a murder weapon, this was used to kill people, he thought that he writes it as the same thing as a clay Zion, that you're not permitted, even though as it is now, you can't kill someone unless you choke them, so you can choke a person with your hands also. But he says he thinks that since it was used to kill people, he thinks it has the din of clay Zion. So you're not permitted to have it in an exposed fashion, in a Klei Zayin Begula, in a Beis HaKnesses, or a Beis HaMedrash. Yes, Nagel Allah Bizman Hazeh also.
In front of the
Kaisel,
you see sometimes
you have
Chayalim carrying the Kaisel, and they put down the weapons, and they put the floor, and they
bounce. Yeah.
So
that's called the
Beis HaKnesses.
It has a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, yeah. The Poskim and Eretzel point out, even though they only daven in front of the Kosel HaMarabi Kavua, the first couple of feet, but since Ayyamim Neroim and Ayyam Tedim is all the way packed, all the way to the back, and there isn't really a wall that separates, so the whole Rachav HaTakotel has a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Has a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Mar says in Megillah that if they only daven in the streets Aroi, they don't daven Kavua, so then the streets of the city don't have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But if they daven kavua, part of it, if they daven one area, part of the area, let's say a lot of times you have a shul that has two rooms. So on all year long they daven in the shul in one room, and there's a wall separating. Then in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they have so many people come, so they open up the wall and they have people daven all the way in the back as well. So the back room doesn't have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because it's a separate room. Usually it's a separate room. But if you don't have a wall separating it, it's just that the people daven kavua the first couple of feet in the room, and everything is all one big room, like in front of the Kosel HaMarabi. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Poskim to say, if they daven b'ikroi, once in a long while, they daven filling up the whole space, and kavua, they always daven the first couple of feet there, so the whole place has a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So that's what the Poskim point out, that usually people meet each other by the Kosel HaMarabi, and they schmooze, and they talk sikh b'teila and everything, so you don't talk where the people are davening, you talk a little further back. So they say that it's not permissible, that the whole place, from the front to the back, has a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Because the front is Kavua L'Tzviva, and the back doesn't have a really Mechitza separated. There is no wall separated. It goes all the way to the back. So So it is a problem. The whole place should have a Kedushas Beis Hakness. We also to go with the gun the whole place. Unless there's no place to put the gun. The real deal. Takanadra. Not right details. They have all kinds of secular, they swear in the soldiers there. All kinds of secular activities, a din of whatever you're not allowed to do in a shul, you're not supposed to do over there. The whole Rachavat HaKotel has a din of a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis. Look, I got it. The Gemara continues commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was listing off different cases. The Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the second Mishnah, lists off all the people. The third Mishnah, three Mishnahs. The third Mishnah lists off Kanoim Pogimbo. So it says, Kohen Sheshimish Betuma. If a Kohen is Makar Karbonus on the Beis Hamikdash and he is in a state of Tuma, so it says, Einach Bakar Mibin Mosel Bezdin. You're not going to accomplish anything by bringing him to Bezdin. There is no Mrs. Bezdin. You're not going to give him death penalty. What they should do is kanoim pogim bo birche kuhne, the young chevra matzi masel chutz la'azora. They shouldn't kill him in the azora. They make everything tummy. So they should take him, grab him, take him out of the azora, and umachzin es mocha bigzilin. And they give him kanoim pogim bo b'shas maish. So the Gemara discusses on the bottom of the last 15 lines on Pei Beis on the base. Boim ne ravacha bahuna me rav sheishes. What's the din? What does it say in Chumash? A koyin sheshimish betuma. A koyin is tomei, tuma saguf. And he goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he's makriv korbonus in a state of tuma. So the korbonus will be puzzled. He did the avodah betuma, the korbonus will be puzzled. Does he get a punishment of misa v'dei shamayim or not? Is there a pasuk in Chumash that says one way or the other? So the Gemara didn't know. Is it chay misa v'dei shamayim? Why ain't chay misa v'dei shamayim? What's the din? Sokta amalek din isua. It says in the Mishnah, "Kain sheshimish betum enach v'kain mavin asel lebezma pirchu mitzin chus lazom upaytzen smelcha bikzirin." And this halakha, and if you're going to think that there's misa v'dei shemayim, so what are we bothering to? What are we bother? What do we waste our time? He's soon going to die anyway. He's going to get misa v'dei shemayim. So the Gemara, what do you mean he's soon going to die anyway? Misa v'dei. Gemara says on the last daf in my cut and kores, the Babli holds that kores is mochamid than misa v'dei shemayim. Abner Meluim quotes that the Yerushalmi holds Sakir, that Misa B'dei Shemayim is Mocham in the Kares. But the Babli in the last daf in Moed Kotten says, Kares, the person should die about by the age of 50, and Misa B'dei Shemayim dies by the age of 60. So Misa B'dei Shemayim is not as Chomer as Kares. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Let him die, Misa B'dei Shemayim. He's a young guy, he's only 25 years old. We shouldn't do anything. He's going to die anyway, Misa B'dei Shemayim. That doesn't make sense. He's going to die at the age of 60, not now. So the Gemara says, Elamai, what are you trying to insist that there's no misa v'dei shamayim? Because if there is, what do we have to bother to punish him? And Hashemayim, they're going to give misa. Gemara says, how can it be? Mika midi, how can it be? The Rachmana patri, I'm not naked, niktale. If minatera, there's no misa v'dei shamayim, how do we give kanoim pokimbo? Can't be. Gemara, not so. I will have kanam, we just learned the Mishnah. Nishaloka v'shana, if the person repeats the same avera several times. It says, Bezmach Nizma Asalaki, but we give him an unofficial death penalty. What kind of an unofficial death penalty? He only ate Chazer a few times. What are you giving him death for? So you see that? So you see that he can give something like Kanoim Pogimbo to a person, even though he doesn't deserve Misa B'dei Shamayim or anything like it at all. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, but what are you talking? We commented on that Mishnah that he didn't eat Chazer three times. He ate Chela B'dam three times. He did Malach on Shabbos three times. He violated an Issa Kares. But then you have a din of Kanoim Pogimbo. Then you have a din of Machnis Mosul Lekipas. Adarabba, the fact that the Mishnah has over here Kanoim Pogimbo by the Kohen Sheshimish Betumos, Adarabba should indicate that there is an Issa B'dei Shamayim. If there wouldn't be an Issa B'dei Shamayim, it doesn't make sense that we should have a Kanoim Pogimbo. Then the Gemara says, well, what about the Chveis? Let's say Haboel HaRamis. What's Haboel HaRamis? Has Kares. The Gemara says, yeah. We just quoted the pasuk from Malachi, Yachris Hashem Liisha Huyeri Yoina. There's Kares Mendibri Kabbalah, so that's why there's a Kanoim Pogimbo. The thing more says, what about Mikalo Bekaisim? What's Mikalo Bekaisim? Is Kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim? Mar says, of course there is. Mikalo Bekaisim is something along the line. It's worse than Mikalo Las Hashem. It's worse than Megade. And Megade, the pasuk says, is Kares. So this guy is worse than that. Of course there's Kares. And that's the Gemara's final maskana. The Gemara finally quotes a Tosefta, that's 10 lines from the top of Pegim Lamed Aleph. The Gemara finally quotes a Tosefta of Elu Shebemisa, and lists off all the people who do an Aver for which you get a punishment of Misa B'dei Shamayim. So one of the people is a Tomi Sheshimish, a Kohen Tomi who has Akrobas Akrobonis in the Beis Hamikdash. Tomi Sheshimish and Misa B'dei Shamayim. And here the top Tosefta quotes from a Gemara in Shavuos. I described the case before. A Kohen is Tomei, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdosh, and he does HaKrovas HaKarbonis. So he does HaKrovas HaKarbonis, Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's what we just said. In fact, Tosefta quotes the Gemara, the Kasha, and Yud Zayin Shavuos. What do you mean if he's a Tomei, and he enters the Beis HaMikdosh, he's Chayv Kores. Forget about Misa B'dei Shamayim, he's going to die by the age of 50. Forget about Misa B'dei Shamayim, the age of 60. Even if he's Nishkin Kohen, he does not be a Kohen or a lady, a Yisrael, who walks in a state of Tumah. A Tomei Shenichnas HaMikdosh is Chayv Kores. Not only a tummy, what if he's not even a 100% tummy? Let's say he's only a tvul yom. He went to the mikveh already, didn't have harif shemesh. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara Makis that there's also kares. What if he already had harif shemesh? He went to the mikveh, had harif shemesh, but he's one of the four people has to bring a korban. A zab, zava, yoledes, and mitzorah, after the tevel and the mikveh, they not only need harif shemesh, they have to wait till the next day and bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So if they didn't bring the korban on their behalf, and they entered into the Beis HaMikdash when they're mechutz kippurim, there's also kares just for entering the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you need a Misa B'dei Shamayim for a Kohen Tomei who enters the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, and he goes in his makor korbanos? He's already chayv kares before he gets to be makor of the korbanos, just for entering the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosefta says the Gemara Shavuos asks the Kasha, and the Gemara gives an answer. So Tosefta says the answer isn't going to work out 100% in all the cases, but in many cases it works out. What's the din? A Kohen enters the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tahara. And then while he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he becomes Nitma. He becomes Tomei. So he has to leave as soon as possible. So on his way, see if he's going to dilly-dally, if he's going to take his time. The Gemara says, if Shoha is a Chayv Kores for Tomei, Shoha B'Mikdash. A Tomei Shenichnas LaMikdash is Chayv Kores, or if Nitma B'Tahara, Nichnas LaMikdash in the state of Tahara, B'Nitma LaMikdash in Mishoha, if he pauses, or even if he doesn't pause, the Gemara says there are two ways to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He can either leave this exit, a Derech Tzora, or he can leave a Derech Arucha, 5 times as long, 10 times as long. So the Gemara says, if he looks around, he sees there's an exit here, there's an exit there, there's an exit all the way in the back. So he chooses the furthest exit. So if Yotze Derech Arukah, when he could have, he sees their exits over here, instead of going out the Derech Tzor, is also Chayv Kares. But what happens, let's say, he was in the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tahar, he's Nitma, and he looks around the closest exit, he starts running out. On his way out, he sees some Chaylev on the Mizbeach, and it's not burning. So on his way running out, he takes a big fork, a pitchfork, and he turns it over that it should burn better. So the Gemara says, he's not Chayv Kares to Tomei, Shenichnas Lamigz, or Tomei Shoshah. He wasn't sure. He ran out Derech Tzara, but he did a Hakroba, he did an Avoid on the way out. So it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's what Tais is called, that's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Either Loi Shah, Hechi Avar Avar, Gan Shabob, B'Ktsar, Hippach B'Tzin Oira. That's what they quote from the Gemara. He took a pitchfork and he turned something over that it should burn better as he's running out of the Beis HaMikdash. In such a case, it'll only be Misa B'dei Shamayim because of a Tomish and Shimesh, but it won't be Kores for a Tomish and Nichnas Lamid. If it would be in a sheet of table of Migdal, probably the Avodah would not be kosher anyway. He has to be standing on the floor. He's standing on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash without any chatzitzes. Yeah. Pasuk in Chumash. Oh, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Where? An Emor. Okay. I forgot. The Gemara in the end of Kiddushin talks about the Lashon Pasuk. Kim Besulas Mizeri So Yikulisha. That Nizru Besulel Bisrael. The Machlokes Hatarayim by Nizgayra Pchusin Bashal Shana Yamecha. She's allowed to marry a Kohen. Depends on how you read that pasuk. About Besulas Mizeri Besulel So Yikulisha. But Taka, this pasuk is a chumash. Okay, I made a mistake. This, you don't need the pasuk in Navi. I thought it was a Navi. It's a pasuk in Parsha Sema. Yeah. That's different. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. There's an interesting idea that's developed by the Chovis HaLevavos. He writes about he emphasizes the importance of Hakoras HaToiv, that the need of Hakoras HaToiv is so important. That's why we give Truma, that's why we give Bikurim. We want to express our gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us so much Truma. We give Pigin HaBen to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for giving us a child. We give so many mitzvahs that are just out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechus HaMozen and Bikurim. So many mitzvahs are based on the theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Pashit, Chovis HaLevavos emphasizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible, we don't see Him. And whatever is out of sight, is out of mind, you're not going to see Him, so you'll forget about Him. So you have to keep on remembering all the chassadim that He does to us and have a sense of HaKadosh HaToiv in order that we shouldn't forget about the Rebbeinu Shlom. Then the Gemara has, a person has to develop a sense of HaKadosh HaToiv to human beings in order to have a sense of HaKadosh HaToiv towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The human beings are here. Human beings we can see. So it's very important to develop the sense of HaKadosh HaToiv to people in order that we should have this HaKadosh HaToiv towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise we're going to forget. We're going to forget about the Rebbeinu Shlom. So in today's Sedra we have very interesting that Yosef is in Mitzrayim and Eishes Potiphar is starting up with him. And then she's trying to convince him, Vishka Betzla Li'yosimo. And then the pasuk continues. He says he cannot do this. Where's the pasuk? Vayimoyin vayoymer here in pasuk ches in perik lamentes. Vayimoyin vayoymer eleshes adoni. Hein adoni lo yodi iti ma babois v'chol sheyesh lo nasan biyodi. Enenu gadol babais hazen imeni lo chasach imeni meun ki moisach v'asher atishtoi. Ve'ech esah haruah hagdol azos v'chotasi lelekin. That's a frumizach. That's a violation of the sinah. But the whole argument that he says until that, HaKadosh HaToiv, this prutza, she's prepared to violate everything. She's prepared to violate Gilui Arayis. So he says, but how can you do that? What about your sense of HaKadosh HaToiv? Apparently he felt the Chatasi Lelekim, that's not going to bother her. But apparently he felt that this basic attitude that people have to have HaKadosh HaToiv to Basav Adam, This Prutza would go for that. He thought that would be a convincing argument. There wasn't. The pasuk continues that she wasn't convinced, not because of the Chatasi Lelkin. She didn't care about the Ben Adam Malach, and she didn't care about the HaKadosh HaToiv to the husband either. But Yosef HaTzadik apparently thought that this was such a powerful consideration, he thought that even the Prutza would be won over with this argument. But by normal people, it should be a powerful argument that we have. People are mezalzel a lot in HaKadosh HaToiv to others, and because we lack HaKadosh HaToiv to others, that's why we lack HaKadosh HaToiv often to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe we forget about Him. That's the emphasis that's placed by the Chovis HaLevavos on so many mitzvahs that express the theme of HaKadosh HaToiv.
I'm going to go to the hospital. יתקדם יתקדש מן אבוב, יעמוד ברכו נוסף יום נחמחו סי, פרחי יחנו ומחנו וחי דחו בייסיס חוי ועגו על שמן חוזי ומחו מי, איש מן אבוב ברך אדם לא מי יום היו, יסבור אך ויסבר כשמע ושמע מסתנסי, יסע אדם ויסעד צלוש מת גרושו פריחו, ואילם גם רשע בשביל עשת ושבור עשה ונחם עשה אדם, יחם יום אבו ימחו מי, יסקבר סלשנו ושמן דחו בייסיס חוי חד מבון די ושמע יו ומחו מי, איש שלום רב המין שמע יו וחי דב מלאינו ועקו ישראל ומחו מי, נאמר ויאדר למלך כל הארץ ויאמר הוא יהיה עדינו יחד ומשמו יחד יתקדל ויתקדל שמי רבוב יעמד וברך ירוסי ויעמד וברך ירוסי וחי יחד ויאמר יחד וחי דחו בי סיסחו אבק לא בזמן קורי ואמר אמר שמי רבוב וברך ירבם לא מי יום היו ישבח ומשמו ושמו יסנעשי יסעדר ויסעדר שלו ומד גרשם שכו ואלא מגב חשב שלו ועד פרצה ונחם עשר אמר אמר יום אמר ואמר אמר יהי שלום רב המין שמי וחיים עלינו ועד ישראל ואמר אמר עשה שלום ובחמר ידע שלום עלינו ועד ישראל ואמר אמר
Yeah.